Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about some discrepancies in OpenAI's O3 model benchmarking. Let's dive in.
Sounds intriguing. So, what's the core issue here?
Well, OpenAI initially claimed O3 could answer over 25% of frontier math problems, a significant leap from the competition's 2%. However, independent testing by Epoch AI revealed a score closer to 10%.
A pretty big difference. So, is OpenAI being accused of outright lying?
Not necessarily. Their December report did show a lower bound score matching Epoch's findings, but the way they presented the 25% figure, especially Mark Chen highlighting it as achieved with aggressive test time, compute settings, created a certain impression, shall we say.
I see. Interesting. So it's more about how the information was presented rather than the information itself?
Precisely. Epoch AI also suggests the discrepancy might stem from differences in testing setups, compute resources, or even the specific frontier math version used.
Makes sense. Different testing conditions could definitely lead to varying results. But why the change in models between testing and release?
OpenAI staff explained that the released O3 is optimized for real-world use and speed, not raw benchmark performance. They claim the trade-off is worth it for faster response times and cost efficiency. I can see your point. It raises questions about transparency. It's not the first time something like this has happened in the AI industry either. Remember the controversies around Epoch AI's funding from OpenAI, xAI's Grok 3 benchmarks, and Meta's model discrepancies?
Oh yeah, now you mention it. It does seem like a pattern.
Exactly. It highlights the crucial point that benchmarks, especially those coming directly from companies with products to sell, should be taken with a grain of salt.
So what's the takeaway here?
Be critical. Look beyond the headlines and consider the full context. While benchmarks offer a snapshot of performance, they don't always tell the whole story. And although O3's public benchmark is lower than initially implied, the newer models like O3 Mini High and O4 Mini are reportedly outperforming it anyway.
True, and it sounds like O3 Pro might be even better. So perhaps it's a case of don't judge a book by its cover, or an AI model by its initial benchmarks.
Ha, well put. It'll be interesting to see how this develops. Anyway, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in. Goodbye.
Goodbye.